You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The American economy, 2 weeks to an election, and the 2025 first quarter is a mystery that can be solved in 2025. However, we have Liz Peek of The Hill, a columnist of Fox News, a columnist much on Fox Business, to help us look at the markets right now, not just the stock market, but also the energy markets. And then there is the mystery of China in severe decline and what is to be done. Liz, a very good evening to you. I begin with questions about the American economy via the stock market. The market's looking for a Sybil, someone to tell the market which way to go. Is there such a thing as a Harris trade or a Trump trade? Does that exist or is that a legend? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I think it's a little difficult to separate the wheat from the chaff on this because so many media outlets are totally in the tank for Kamala Harris, and they are trying to present her economic agenda as clearly superior to Trump's. They're raising all kinds of red flags about Trump lowering taxes, causing inflation, tariffs, increasing inflation in addition. And so honestly, it's kind of hard to sort through all that. What you don't hear very much, which I think is sort of funny, you don't hear a whole lot of chatter about a $5 trillion tax hike, which is presumably what Kamala Harris is after because she doesn't want to renew the Trump tax cuts of 2017. And honestly, I don't think anyone has ever run on a gigantic tax hike before. It surely hasn't worked out very well for people in the past who even suggested modest tax hikes like George H. Walker Bush. So it's kind of hard to know, John. I mean, I think, so let's talk about each one. Kamala Harris obviously has a lot of government driven prescriptions for things that are a problem in the economy, like a housing shortage. She wants to give people money to buy a house. Most people think that that'll simply raise the price of houses. She is equally enthusiastic about giving money out to minorities in particular to start a business. So again, that's all kind of part and parcel to the kinds of policies over the last 4 years, which have driven government spending through the roof, added to deficits enormously. And I think most people think it's simply unsustainable and leads to inflation recurring. On the flip side, you have Trump constantly talking about lowering taxes. I think there will certainly be a push to extend the Trump tax cuts if he's elected and if Republicans have the majority in the Senate, which I think they probably will. Without a doubt, they will continue those tax cuts. And I think probably try to incorporate some of the things he's talked about on the campaign trail. But right now, what is the market actually looking at right now today in terms of the data? They're looking at the fact that the 10-year is at 4.2% again. No one saw that coming. We were supposed to be in an era of reducing rates declining. That's certainly what the Fed signaled for the last several months. And the Fed did come through with a jumbo rate cut. Now people are saying, well, wait a minute, doesn't look like the Fed's going to do that again. In fact, some of the Fed speak is pointing to maybe only two more quarter point rate cuts during the balance of the year, maybe none at all. So markets have gotten much more pessimistic about the Fed direction. I think there certainly is going to be another I say certainly. I think there certainly looks like the Fed is on the track to cut rates again, maybe once, twice between now and the end of the year. But probably in retrospect, that jumbo rate was a mistake. And there are people, an increasing number of people, who are saying, look, there are a lot of reasons to expect inflation here to make a resurgence. At the least, it's not gone. So rates are not going to come down as fast as we thought. By the way, a corollary to that is that mortgage rates have been going up. So the whole restoration or rescue of the housing market really doesn't look nearly as secure as it did when the rate cuts were in prospect. You know, we need lower mortgage rates probably to spur spending, to get more housing built. But that right at the moment, that just isn't happening.
It would make sense, Liz, for there to be a reconsideration once there's a determination in the presidential contest. Because
yeah.
The Federal Reserve will be part of the new administration's challenge. Mr. Powell's term is up in the course of the next administration. And so the direction of the Federal Reserve is everything. I note that the market has been chattering about the Fed reconsidering its intention for another cut this year. Have I read that correctly? Because these headlines float by.
That exactly. I mean, that's what I was saying. It was sort of baked in the cake that they were going to be aggressively cutting rates at the upcoming meetings. Now I think people are taking a step back and saying, well, maybe. Remember, John, one thing we talked about that I think people are really ignoring at their peril, which is this whole idea of labor settlements. Just in the last day or so, Boeing looks like it might settle their labor strike with their machinist union. And look at the numbers, 35% promised wage hike over 4 years. That's just a jumbo wage increase. We've got the port workers, dock workers, also looking for a similar kind of wage increase. And there is this theory, which I find kind of compelling, that when you have inflation go above 6%, any country, any period, there's almost always a second wave because exactly this, workers come through, hands out, saying, look, our standard of living has not done well over the last several years. When inflation went up, we didn't get that kind of wage increase. Now we want ours back. And so I think some people, at least, are beginning to think, you know what, that's going to be a problem going forward. The projections on the economy are still pretty strong. We did have yesterday the Conference Board report U.S. economic leading indicators, and the leading economic indicator, the index, is down. Consumer confidence was down. Employment trends were down. And also CEO confidence was down. There are a lot of things that were kind of glum, but you really don't know how much of that is election noise compared to where business is. Right now, we're in earnings season. Earnings seem to be coming through earnings are coming through ahead of expectations. Revenues a little bit less so. But other than companies having a little bit higher inventories than they like, maybe because they were anticipating the dock strike, most companies, you know, have been fairly sanguine about the outlook. And that's a change. Remember, there have been many times in the last 2 or 3 years when everyone is anticipating a recession. That's really just not in the conversation right now.
Energy, the market of energy. Do you see indication right now that energy is either a Harris trade or a Trump trade, or is it neutral? Is it driven by geopolitical events?
Well, I would say the latter. Certainly, there has been oil prices traded higher as everyone anticipated Israel possibly bombing Iran's oil fields, oil production, refiners, whatever. And the price, which had been sinking like a stone, came back. Why sinking? Because of China, mainly. And the fact that you mentioned it earlier, China's economy has just really been sluggish. And that's a huge, obviously, huge importer in oil. So the actual fundamentals of the oil market are not particularly favorable to rising prices, but geopolitical events could change that. And the Trump trade is certainly favorable towards domestic energy producers. I would any company that's in you know, in the Permian Basin, a fracking company or whatever, that's going to be something that does well in a Trump administration, because Biden has raised the cost of producing U.S. oil. Trump will probably, on a regulatory basis, reduce the cost of producing oil. And he's made that one of his signature promises. So right now, the Trump trade is mainly industries that prosper with less regulation. One would be oil. Another is banking and financial companies, because there's a view that during the Trump years, they took a little lighter approach. They definitely did take a lighter approach to regulation, and that that would be profitable for banks. You know, there's some industries like renewables, which are getting whacked with the thought that, you know, we're not going to have hundreds of billions of dollars flowing to those kinds of enterprises.
Elizabeth Peak, columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News. When we come back, immigration and the political contest. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase